Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It's your guy Larry, and you just tuned into another awesome and wonderful episode of Larry's Biblecast. How are you guys doing today? Hopefully your week is going well. You're having a great week in front of you and enjoyed your weekend. Some of you might have had a good weekend. Some of you might have had to work through your weekends. Whatever it might be, I'm just so glad and happy that you tuned in and you had a chance to just have some time to just take a little time to listen to this podcast. Listen, I'm going to get right into it real quick. We're going to be on our third day, which is considered our third day of this episode or this podcast, which is called "What Does It Mean to Follow Jesus?" This is a very short devotional. In other words, it was 3 days long in the YouVersion Bible app. And so I'm just happy that I was able to at least present another awesome recording for you so that you can have something to hopefully encourage you and also build up your faith and whatnot. Listen, I'm just so grateful and grateful for the privilege to be able to share something from God's word. And so after we close out this devotion, we're going to get into several more things in the Bible, some devotions, and we'll also probably get into some more reading of characters in the Bible as well. So I want you to continue to stay tuned. Also, please, if you get a chance, to subscribe to this podcast. Hey, listen, just for some of you, it's just a little, a little bit of housekeeping, I will say. Now that I'm still on Anchor, this has become, has been bought out by Spotify. So now it's, it's Spotify for podcasters, which I am now one of them. But the beautiful thing about this is that you can now also record your podcast on here through Spotify. There will be moments and times where I'll be able to record songs on here as well. And sometimes just being able to be across different areas, I guess, different podcast apps, okay? And so I'm just thankful to have listeners that listen to me through Apple Podcasts, also through Podbean or Google Podcasts, and many others, and of course Spotify as well. Those of you that are subscribed to Spotify, and also iHeartRadio, believe it or not, I think I'm on iHeartRadio as well still. So there's a number of places that you can find me. Please, I want you to share this podcast with someone that may need to hear some encouragement and just a word of encouragement through God. And I'm just very thankful to have this medium to be able to share God's word with some of you all. And thank you again for just taking your time, just listening to me talk about God's word. So I really appreciate it. I consider it an honor. You could be listening or specifically listen to someone else, and you have decided to tune in and listen to a little me. So I do appreciate it. But I just want to thank you for that. And listen, I hope you're having a wonderful week, and we'll be continuing on. Please, again, just like I said, subscribe and make sure that your alerts are turned on so that you'll know when I am when I have a new episode that is up. So I just want you to keep that in mind. All right. So again, until next time, just sit back and relax and enjoy this next awesome episode of Larry's Biblecast. All right. Well, welcome back. Let's get right into the devotional. This is day three, which will be our final final day of this devotional. And it's entitled, the devotional is entitled, "What Does It Mean to Follow Jesus?" But in today's segment, which is our last on day three of this one, he wants you. It's simply called He Wants You. And isn't that wonderful to think about it? It's think about how much He wants you. That means we're talking about God. And I think that's a wonderful, that's just such a wonderful feeling as a believer to understand and know that God truly, not only does He love you, but He wants you. How many of you have been in relationships where, you know, as a husband or a wife, you feel privileged that your husband, your wife, your significant other love, not only loves you, but they want you. They like you. They want to be around you. They love to be around you. They desire you. And this is what we see right here with the relationship with God. Yes. So some of us have to understand that we've been in relationship with the Lord for a very long time. How many of you can testify of the goodness of God, but in a way that it's not just providing, not just praying to God and having that relationship, but just a relationship where you understand that you have that love for Him, that you understand that He wants you, He loves you, He desires you. And in a spiritual way, like a father loves his child. Amen. So this is a pretty awesome devotional here. This is going to be the last one before we get into yet another devotional or another spiritual reading. How many of you so far have been enjoying these devotionals that I've been reading? So hopefully you guys really have been enjoying this. So let's get right into it. We're going to open up with a word of prayer before we begin. Dear Father God, first of all, we thank you for another day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for rest through the night. Lord, I pray for my listeners, those that are listening to this particular podcast right now. And we just thank you so much for everything you have given us food to eat, shelter, clothes to wear, jobs to go to, giving us our families, those that love us, our loved ones. Lord, I pray for my listeners, those that may be listening to this episode right now. I pray that you open their hearts and their minds. And Lord, I pray that you give me the words to speak and words to just kind of describe what I am reading as well. And just kind of giving someone a time of encouragement, those that are looking to hear something that might be beneficial to them and their life and their spiritual walk with you, God. Lord, we want to know what it is to walk and desire after you. What does it mean? And Lord, we ask in this episode that you give us something that we can practically get ourselves to. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you again for allowing us this time to get in your word, allowing us time to read this devotional, and just loving us how we are, and just helping us to grow in you, helping us to grow and get more closer to you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this relationship that we have with you. Those of us that are still seeking you, seeking a closer relationship with you, Father, we pray that you would open the hearts and minds of those that are seeking you from their heart. Lord, we just thank you so much for everything and who you are, God. Thank you for being powerful. Thank you for being loving. Thank you for being kind, gracious, and merciful. Lord, we thank you that you're a God of justice and you're a God of peace. And Lord, we just thank you so much. Thank you for your provision again. Thank you for blessing each and every one of us, whether we have a little or whether we have a lot. Lord, we just ask right now, just continue to bless us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let's get right into this. There is the title of this is He Wants You. We open with a quote by Pastor Rick Warren. It says, without the grace of Jesus, a hopeless end. With the grace of Jesus, an endless hope. Let's read that one more time. It says, without the grace of Jesus, it is a hopeless end, excuse me. But with the grace of Jesus, an endless hope. Let's get into the devotion. If you've gotten to the final day of this plan, you feel that you need to do more spiritual activity to follow Jesus, then we need to set the record straight right now. What does God really want from us? Does he want our religious activities like attending church or doing a Bible study? Does he want us to refrain from watching or doing bad things? Doing good things and refraining from doing bad things is not the goal of following Jesus. Loving him is. That's what he wants. He wants you. God wants our hearts and entire devotion. And then guess what will happen? We will do things like attend church and study the Bible because we want to know him more. We will consider what we watch and say because we want to be more like him. We will be kind and generous because we want to do what he's called us to do. Our spiritual activities should not come first, nor should they be obligatory. They follow our heart's devotion. When we say yes to Jesus and receive his salvation, we die to self. But the next day we will have to die again. The next day and the next. The battle with our selfish desires occurs from the moment we wake up until the moment we drift to sleep. Dying to self is an everyday event. The more we follow Christ, the more we should be dying to self. Why? Because we have sought after God and learned this. His higher, better ways supersede our mediocre, average ways. So, what happens when we mess up? Is he mad at us? Are we going to get punished? Will we miss out on heaven? Is there a spiritual button that is pressed that sends us back to the beginning for a do-over? Hardly. One thing we have to realize is that when we fully surrender to Jesus and follow him to live through us, we are getting full access to his grace. We cannot exhaust his grace, for it covers a multitude of sins. Even when our sin quota reaches the quote unquote a multitude, we are covered. We hope that frees your mind just a little to know that as Christ followers, we get access to his unspeakable power, his never-ending love, and yes, his limitless grace. There is no sin we can commit and no distance we can travel away from him where he will not bridge the gap with the full force of his power, love, and grace. That's someone worth surrendering to and living for. And that someone is Jesus. Now here's something to reflect on. Do you feel that you live fully surrendered to Jesus? What is it that keeps you from doing so? Spend time asking God to reveal any obstacles that prevent you from living completely surrendered to him. So this is a beautiful conclusion to this devotional. And those are some questions that I really want us to reflect and meditate on. One, like it says, do you feel that you live fully surrendered to Jesus? Let's say that one more time. Do you feel that you live fully surrendered to Jesus? Then here's the other question. What is it that keeps you from doing so? So those are two questions that we need to think to ourselves. Whether you have been a Christian for a very long time or you're just now in this new walk with the Lord, it's so important to get to a place where you're fully surrendered to Jesus. And I know that doesn't happen all of a sudden. It doesn't happen, you know, within a certain time. There's not a time frame, but it is a constant devotion. It's a constant pursuing of this meaning to fully surrender to Him. You know, we don't start off being surrendered to the Lord. We don't start off knowing how to walk after Jesus, okay? We don't start off knowing spiritual things. We just like a child, it take one step at a time. One step at a time as we get older and we begin to learn what it means to follow Jesus. Amen. So listen, we're going to get into a couple of scriptures before we take our break. I want us to prepare to listen to these scriptures. I'm going to first read John chapter 10, verse 27. It says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." This is in John chapter 10, verse 27. And then in 1 Peter 4, most important of all, continue. I'm sorry, 4 and 8, verse 8, excuse me. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins." All right. So let's take a short little break. We'll be right back so that we can kind of dive into these two verses and conclude this wonderful episode today. Welcome back. Welcome back. So we just read two verses from this devotional. And let us go back over into this. And so in John chapter 10, verse 27, let's kind of get into the full part of this real quick. I'm not going to take too much more of your time this morning. So glad that you tuned in and joined into listening to some of this, and I really appreciate it. So again, I love sharing God's word and talking about God's word with you all, and just appreciate, you know, this time that you're taking the time to listen. So let's get into the verse that was in here was John chapter 10 verse 27, but let's kind of go back to where Jesus replies on verse 25 of chapter 10 of John. "I have already told you, and you don't believe me. The proof is the works I do in my Father's name. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep." Let me say this one more time, okay? Verse 26 says, "But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep." Verse 27 says, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Listen to verse 28. He says, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me." Verse 29 says, "For my Father has given them to me, and He is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from my Father's hand." And he ends here with verse 30, "The Father and I are one." Whew, that's pretty powerful. Pretty powerful words from Jesus. Again, this was in John chapter 10. You guys can go back and read this for yourselves. Read not only verse 27, which is a part of this devotional, but read the whole entire, I would say read the entire read the entire book of John, but read chapter 10. And this is really talking about there's a kind of a confrontation that has been going on in the time of when Jesus was there. And so he begins to respond back to the people that were around him. And so he begins to respond. But the interesting thing we should point out, or we should focus in on, is what he says about sheep. Okay. He identifies those that follow him as sheep, Remember, in that region of the world, we do understand that there were a lot of shepherds. I know we do have shepherds here. I believe we do have people that are sheep herders, so we may call them sheep herders, those that corral cattle. Some of you may know people, or maybe you yourself might be one that is familiar with this type of work. But we understand that Jesus has been known as the one who is the shepherd, or the good shepherd. That is a name that we've read in the Bible about, a description of him. And he says here, he says that his sheep, you notice who he emphasizes, that my sheep listen to my voice and I know them and they follow me. See, so it's important for us to understand as believers, as we grow and we begin to learn of Jesus, we begin to learn his ways and learn his voice, and we begin to follow him. We become obedient. And my emphasis word is become, because we are learning to follow Jesus the title of this devotion says, learning to follow Jesus. Remember this, it says here, he says in verse 26, he says, but you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. So obviously he's talking to a group of people that don't believe him, that have questioned him, who have their doubts about him. And so he plainly answers back to this confrontation. So I will say this to you today. Either you are one who don't believe Jesus, which if that's the case, you are not one of his sheep. Okay, you don't follow him. But if you are one that desires to follow Jesus, then you are one of his sheep. I am one of his sheep. I am one of his followers. Amen. See, we have to, you know, one of the things that I will say is that either there are groups of people out there in this world. You have those that willingly follow God. They desire, their desire is to follow him. They have a relationship with him based on their faith that they have, but their willingness to devote their lives to him from their heart. In other words, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then that is a heart transformation. It is not nothing physical. It is not a mental where you check your brain out at the door and just say, well, I forget everything that I've ever learned and I'm just going to follow Jesus. No, it is a heart decision, and it is a lifelong conversion process. In other words, you first initiate your obedience by accepting what Christ has done on the cross, and that is the free gift of salvation that is given to all of us for the remission of our sins, of what we have done. And it's not so much that we do anything to obtain this salvation. It is given to us freely because Christ has died on the cross. But after that, there becomes a lifelong walk, or a life, they considered the word walk could also mean like a progression as we are continuing to learn to be Christians. And, you know, another term that some of you might know is being born again. Born again means that you are born once as a physical person, being born from your earthly mother and father, or now you are now born spiritually from your heavenly father. That means, without going into far too deep in this, but your spiritual soul, your spirit is now born again. You're now born from the inside. You have become awakened to the things of God and to his word, and you begin to read more of his word. That means you begin to apply more of his word in your life. You begin to change from the inside out. It's not someone telling you, don't do this or don't do that. What is considered wrong? What is considered right? Listen, if you're one person waiting for someone to tell you what not to do, what not to taste, what not to touch, what to do's and don'ts of the Christian life, you have to seek the Lord. You have to be more, you have to begin to pray. How you do that? You pray and ask the Lord, show me how to walk in your ways. I want to be pleasing to you. I want to be honoring to you. I want to love you. I want to be more like you, Jesus. See, just like we read in the devotion earlier, is that we have to learn what it is that we can become more like him. And guess what? Jesus will not keep you in the dark. He wants us to become more like him. He wants us to be more like children of God, so that when the world around us begins to see us, they don't see us just by way of what we do, but they see us not by what we say, but what we do. Excuse me. So a lot of times we do things, you know, unfortunately, there are people that have called themselves Christians or go to church even, and we see them acting out in a way that's either not becoming of a Christian, not becoming of a child of God. And I'm not saying that they don't make mistakes, because we all do. We're still human. But I am saying, if you see or have witnessed people that who on purpose, intentionally do things that are not becoming of what a believer should be, what a child of God should be. Those are the things. And so this is why you and I, without judging them, without looking at them, we begin to look at ourselves. We begin to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, and pray. And our prayer should be, God, help me to be more genuine. Help me to be more effective at becoming a reflection of you. And help me to become a representative of the kingdom of God. Amen. So that is a process that doesn't always happen overnight. It is a daily walk. In other words, you don't just pray one time, or you go in the closet and you come out clean. You know what I'm saying? Like we put on some different clothes and then all of a sudden we become a different person. No, it's a daily process, a daily walk. We're reading your Bible every day. You're praying every day. You're asking the Lord to help you every day. So in just like it says in the devotion we read earlier, it is a dying to oneself. That doesn't happen in one day. It happens throughout your lifetime. It happens throughout your lifetime. Amen. So let's practice being like that on a daily. Let's practice being that way from the rest of our lives. Okay. You could be 18 years old, just now coming into learning about Christ, or you can be 80 something years old and learning about Christ. But it doesn't matter. For the time that you have on earth, you are becoming more like him, becoming more like his son, becoming more and following him on a daily. Amen. So understand that. So the last verse we're going to get into, it says here, it says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, it says, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Let's read that again. For most importantly of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. This is out of 1 Peter. And I'm going to tell you, and this might be a little stretch for me explaining this, but one of the things, one of the characteristics of a believer, or as we follow Jesus, we have to understand that God has what you call unlimited mercy and unlimited grace on each and every one of us. So we are not perfect. As I said before, this is not a overnight perfection thing where you will automatically be golden and purified, clean, right? This is a constant effort that will continue on. I'm not saying that you will obtain it all, but as even before you pass, there is a time in which God will already have recognized you as one of his own, because of the fact that not only are you pursuing him, but you're constantly praying to him and you're constantly reading his word. This is why I will never tell you, as a fellow believer here, I will never tell you what you should do, what you should not do, or what you should eat, what you should not watch on TV, what you should not do certain things. There's so many things that we can give you, we can say that you shouldn't watch that, or you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't be doing that over there, but how you're really going to understand is having a relationship with God through prayer and reading God's word, through praying to God and reading God's word. If you are consistent with that, if you're doing that consistently, and that means that you're asking him and you're asking him from a place where you want to get better, guess what? It's not me telling you. It will be God telling you through the power of the Holy Spirit. He will be the one to direct you and guide you. He will be the one to convict you of the things that, whether it's the lifestyle you live or what you should not do or what you should do. Okay. It's all about him. It's not about me trying to tell you how to get better. It's about God himself telling you and guiding you and directing you. I want to be the person that want to encourage you to follow him with all your heart and with all your mind and all your soul, so that you can have this relationship with him, so that you can become stronger. You become more devoted to him in your life. And then as you become more devoted to the Lord, you become more like him as you follow him. It's not my walk for you. It's your walk after Jesus through Jesus Christ, excuse me. But let's get back to the explaining of this verse. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Listen, it's important to love because God loves us. God has mercy on us. He has grace upon us, and we have to show love and mercy to one another. There's another verse of the Bible that says that the world will know that we are his, the world will know that we are his children by the way we love for one another. We love each other, the way we show mercy to each other. Even though we make mistakes and we fall short, we display the same characteristics that our Heavenly Father does toward us. Remember this, God shows mercy and love toward us. And as he does, we display that same mercy and love toward each other. Okay? It's so important that as we get closer to God, God shows us love and mercy, and that same characteristic is now begin to have that process within us. Like I said before, it's not what happens on the outside, but what happens on the inside. Sometimes your attitude changes. Sometimes the way you look at things changes. The way you deal with people sometimes changes. You might have been a person that may not have been patient with someone, or maybe you cut people too short and you don't give them the opportunity to make mistakes. And God has been working on your heart, working on your words, how you explain, how you talk to people. Sometimes the way we talk to people, it could be mean, could be rude, could be very non-forgiving. And God begins to work on our hearts. And remember, this is a daily process. So if you're in the process right now, if you sometimes have been that process and you mess up, or you felt bad of how you felt, how you talked to somebody or what have you, ask God to help you. Ask God to help with your words and how you talk to people. Ask him how to help you season your words with softness, basically. Right. Help you to explain something. If you're telling somebody, maybe it's your children, maybe, it's your husband, your wife, whoever it is that you have offended, you have to learn to show love and patience to whoever it is, whether it's people at your job. I don't know. But whoever it is, ask the Lord in your prayer time to help you with how to talk to people, how to deal with people. Maybe you are in a difficult situation. God is able to help us. Remember, sometimes we pray for people. Sometimes we pray for people at our job. We pray for people in our relationship that we're with, whether it's our children, our parents, or whoever it may be, maybe a sibling or what have you. But the thing is that if we pray and ask the Lord to help us deal with this person, God will present an opportunity for us to do that, but he would also help us. Remember, when you pray for somebody, God also helps you as in the process, meaning that he's not going to just directly deal with that person. He's going to also help you. He's going to deal with you too. In other words, it goes both ways. You can't pray for somebody without God also helping to change you, okay? That's just kind of a word of advice. Sometimes we want somebody to change by praying for them, but sometimes God also helps to change you too. The last part of that verse says, for love covers what? A multitude of sins. Multitude. Can you think about what number that could be? Does that mean 10? Does it mean 100? Does it mean 1,000? Does it mean 1,000,000? We don't know. Multitude means multitude. That means it's an endless number of sins. It covers a multitude of sins. So no matter how many sins that a person has done, how many sins you have done, God has covered it with his love. Listen, as we end this, as we conclude, I want you to remember that Jesus Christ died on the cross and his blood covered a multitude of our sins. That means it covered everything that you have done, everything that I have done, things in the past and things that we will ever do in the future, things that we will mess up on, we will fall short. Do you know that the blood of Jesus Christ has already covered it? It's already covered things that you will possibly do before you even do them. Okay. And the reason why I know this and reason why you can know this is because before you and I were ever born, Christ has died for us. Christ died for us at a time in history that occurred before we was ever born. So that means that the blood of Jesus Christ has covered the sin that we've already committed before we came to him. Isn't that something? So that means that when you came to the knowledge of Christ, God has already had his son die on the cross and the sacrifice has already been made. Okay, that means God loved you and God loved me so much that before we was ever born, before you was ever born, before you was ever thought of, God had already provided his son as a sacrifice for your sins and for my sins and those of us that are already living today. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? And that right there is just proof at how much God loves us. So there is nothing that God that will surprise him of what you have done or what you would do. He knew that even if you accepted Christ and you messed up, he already knew that would happen because he's already covered it. He's a God that knows the beginning before the end. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. And I think that's amazing. So if you're listening to me right now, and this has really helped you, I hope it has, because God loves you. See, and this here is all about love. And we are able to follow Jesus because of the fact that God loves us. See, God he gave us Jesus. He himself as being who he is has came down and died on the cross so that we won't have to worry about not having a relationship with God. Amen. He loves you. He loves you so much. Listen, if this helped you in any kind of way, thank you for just allowing this time to listen. Please share this podcast, share this message with someone, let somebody else hear, maybe pray with them, talk with them about Jesus, talk to somebody about the Lord today, you know, share God with somebody, let them know that God loves them and tell them why he loves them. Okay. When you tell somebody that God loves them, tell them why he loves them. Explain that to them. Are you able to present the gospel with somebody? If you can, just even if it's John 3:16, just go to that and tell them that, you know what? This is why God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you. And you're going to get questions. Well, what did he die for me from? Or what did he save me from? I've heard so many different questions. So listen, ask the Lord, help him, ask the Lord to help you with this walk in it with him. Okay. Ask him to help you as you're praying each and every day. Again, it's not about what you do, what you don't do, or how many times you have, you know, all these different formulas that we think that will please God. If you want to know what pleases God, simply ask him, simply talk to him, pray to him. Okay. And I think that if anything that I could tell you is read your Bible, pray each and every day, read something out of the Bible each and every day, meditate on his word. Okay. Meditate on God's word. Think about what he said. Just don't read the scripture and just go away. Just read it and think about it. Read it and think on it throughout the day. Ask the Lord questions, you know, ask him questions. God is there. Some of us think that God is just there to just kind of give him a bunch of requests and that's it. No, ask him, talk with him. He's just as active as someone else in your life, whether it's your mother, your father, sister, brother, whoever it may be. Talk to the Lord. Make it a personal conversation with him. You could be driving. Matter of fact, when you're driving on the way to work, some of you are commuting into work, coming from work. Spend that time while you're in traffic, believe it or not, while you're in traffic, asking God and asking him things and talking with him. That's a perfect time. You're just you and yourself in the car and just talking to him. Amen. Listen, I'm so grateful that you tuned in today. Again, please subscribe and share this podcast with somebody that you might love and you have a desire to give them the word of God and share with them the love of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll be talking to you soon. God bless you and your family.